here with quarterback Ryan Tannehill. How is the offseason going for a guy that is kind of getting built into South Florida? How are you getting accustomed to what you're doing in the offseason here?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I had some time off. Went back to Texas and visited the family. Now we're just enjoying the great weather down in South Florida. You know, it's the best time of year to be here, so we're definitely enjoying it.
So is it boating or golf or a little bit of both for Ryan Tannehill in the offseason?
A little bit of both right now. Hopefully we can continue that, but we're starting to really crank up the workouts now and get prepared for next year. So it's got to find a balance of all those things.
Have you been able to get into the building to meet Bill Lazor, the new offensive coordinator, kind of get a sense of what he's about and what he wants to do with the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, I've talked to him a little bit, just, you know, got to know him a little bit as a person, as a coach. Seems like he's going to be a fun guy to work with. I'm excited to get into the offense whenever that's available for us. So, there's a lot of anxious feeling, just ready to go. You know, there's a lot of guys that are excited about what he's going to bring to the table, and now we just got to wait and buy that time to do it.
Anytime you get something new, you want to go test drive it. If you get a new car, you get a new golf club, you get a boat. How anxious are you to find out what's going to be in the new offense so you can get down and get busy and get ready to get that in your mind?
I'm really anxious. You know, I'm excited on what he's going to bring to the table. Just from the brief discussions we've had, you know, he seems like an enthusiastic guy who loves football. He's going to bring everything he has to the table. So I think he's going to do good things for our team, good things for our offense, and I'm excited to work with him.
Is the one thing you're also looking forward to, Ryan, is your second year with the guys around you. You know, you get Mike Wallace for a second year. You get a Charles Clay in a bigger role possibly in a second year. That has to help a guy going into his third year as a quarterback.
Yeah, it's huge, you know, just to have the familiarity going into this year. You know, we have kind of the background from last year heading into OTAs, heading into, the spring mini camp. So we can build on those things we did last year, hopefully tighten down our deep ball, tighten down the connection there. And then really heading to training camp, really feeling good about the chemistry we have.
Lastly, I want to ask you about, again, the new offense. Is it encouraging for you or is it exciting for you to retain stuff that you've known in the past in the offenses that you ran at Texas A&M, what you did in the first 2 years, but then build on that new couple of pages, something maybe you weren't accustomed to running or weren't shown in the offense? Is that the exciting part for you to kind of grow as a quarterback?
It's very exciting for me, you know, to be in one system for a majority of my, you know, college and professional career, and then, you know, get to see the world from a different view, get to see football from a different view. I'm sure we'll have a lot of similar plays, but there's going to be a lot of new stuff as well. So that's exciting for me, just to have a new take on maybe a similar play, but we read it differently or look at it in a different way. So I'm a football guru. I love learning football. I love being around the game, just learning different aspects of the game. And to learn it from a new point of view is really exciting for me.
We'll try to go hit it where they cut the grass out there today, okay?
I need all the help I can get.
Take care. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Sure.